You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Well, well, welcome in, super fans. Talk about an explosive introduction. This is our first official show, and you gotta love it. It's been a long time coming, and I got my guy, number five, Maddie Savage, beside me, and I am Mike Apex. Yo, Maddie, kick the ball, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mike. That's a very good introduction. It's about time that we got this thing going because, I mean, it's been on our radar for quite some time to get this, you know, for the fans, for the super fans.
Yes, indeed, man. I've been slow poking, so now I got to speed things up, you know. So the first topic we're going to get into is this article per Front Office Sports. And, you know, I'm a big Perry Mason dude, but this is soccer drama in the courtroom, okay? So the second iteration of the NASL, which is the North American Soccer League, which was a lower tier pro soccer league that went belly up about 7 years ago. And they recently filed a $170 million antitrust lawsuit against our favorite MLS and the USSF, the United States Soccer Federation. Now, they were claiming that that they conspired to ban the NASL from competing with the, you know, the MLS. And also, they're saying that they unjustly deprived them, the upstart league, from renewing its Division II status, which is basically the second highest level of professional soccer in the U.S., thus forcing them to dissolve in 2018. And now the MLS and USSF have, of course, they've denied the allegations, and they contend that the NASL woes were caused by this group called Traffic Sports. And from what they're saying, this was a crooked major investor who was caught up in a 2015 FIFA bribery scandal. What say you, Maddie?
I will say that anytime that you deal with the courts and anytime you're dealing with antitrust and all of this stuff and you start getting the dirty laundry out there, it gets very, very contentious very quickly. But I think that at the end of the day, the USSF did the right thing. They looked at the entire, I would say, all of the facts of the matter, of the case, of their proposal wanting to be in the second league. And whenever you only have one investor and your investor's looking like they're going to have some financial issues and they're paying your bills, then your league is going to have issues, which is exactly what happened. And so they decided to basically take it on the front end instead of them going ahead and having them be a second league status and then go belly up and then making them look bad. They said, you know what? Hey, you guys can't do it. So we're going to deny you that. And it did look bad. But at the end of the day, they made the right decision, and I can't fault them for what they did.
Yeah, right on. So here's where the things get thick. Okay, so the former chairman of the NASL, Rocco Camiso, he came out during the trial. And this is crazy. He basically admitted that he used a Twitter burner account under the name of a Global Soccer Fan. Now, this guy, this was nasty work right here, because he decided to specifically attack the commissioner of the MLS, Don Garber, and the president of the USSF, Sunil Gulati, right? Now, this guy was trying to compare them to Harvey Weinstein and, you know, Bernie Madoff. And also he made some reference to, like, I don't know, like they were pimping or prostituting the league or whatever. And it was just very disgusting to me. So needless to say, the trial went on for about, was like 3 weeks, I think it was. It started in January, just recently finished here. And the fact that they found out this guy, you know, Mr. Rocco here, was behind, and he was behind the, he was behind the lawsuit, actually, also. He was the, you know, guy pretty much bankrolling that. But, yeah, man, this thing got really, really ugly, really quick. And, yeah, they ended up losing that. Of course, they lost the, you know, the lawsuit, the antitrust lawsuit against the MLS and USSF. Now, what say you? Do you think this guy should have been? I know he's a billionaire, you know, and all of this and that. And looks like they pretty much just gave him a slap on the wrist. There wasn't any repercussions. But, you know, this guy was pretty much trying to fleece the MLS and USSF. And, you know, I thought it was pretty foul. I thought he should have got maybe a little bit more punishment than what he got.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. We talked about this right before we decided to record. I'm surprised that he's not gonna get, you know, a lawsuit for defamation, because the stuff that he said and how he said it, and comparing him to those guys, to some very shall we say unsavory individuals, and the way he said it, comparing, he's saying that, you know, it's like prostitutes, basically calling them pimps and things like that. It's just like, that's just, you're asking for it. You're asking for, you know, something to come your way. But I guess when you're a billionaire and, you know, you can say what you want, and it's like, hey, do what you want, sue me, I'll just, you know, settle or something like that. I mean, to have that much money to just say and do whatever you want, I mean, must be nice, is all I can say. It sounds like he was, you know, just shooting off the hip, basically.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad, because the NASL goes way back many years, you know, some of the original pro soccer teams over here in the U.S. And, you know, unfortunately, he just, it probably may never ever come back. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I think he definitely should pay the piper, you know, defamation of characters. Yes, like I said, that's just, that ain't a good look right there. And, you know, MLS and USSF, you know, right now we're doing really good right now, and all of that, you know, it's really uncalled for. But
okay, yeah, I just I'm glancing over the article really quick. So just for clarification, we were saying that they wanted League 2 or League 3 status, and I'm looking at it right here. They wanted Division 1. They wanted to be on the same tier as MLS. So that's where all the
So they were trying to.
Yeah, that was another, so that's part. Where okay. The big contention is coming from. And
so they were Division 2.
But yeah, I mean, they probably wouldn't have had a problem with them if they did Division 2 or 3 or whatever in the pyramid of things. But you can't say that you're the top league when you don't invest, and that was in the case as well. When you don't invest in your facilities, when you don't invest in the players and things of that nature, like the MLS has, and I'm glad that they're doing it. You can't just say, "Oh yeah, we want to be the same." I mean, that's just take another league, take the MLB for example. You can't have the Savannah Bananas say, like, no, we want to be the major leagues. Like, come on. I mean, really?
Right.
I mean,
they're very entertaining. On. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, they're entertaining, but just to for them to want to be in the same, and basically, if they go belly under, they're like, no, the MLB is their fault because we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We wanted to be on the same tier as them. It's like, come on. Really? Right. Did you really?
Yeah, they did say they wanted to compete. I didn't realize that part. Okay, wow.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I was like, wow, Division One, really?
Yeah. See, that's That's a tough cookie to bite right there. I don't know about that. Because MLS is, doing a thing right now. Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, man. So guess we can transition if you want.
Okay, transition on into what's the next thing you got for us, Mike?
So we got some transfer news and rumors, leading into the season opener, which is coming soon, guys. What is it, the 20, was it 22nd, 23rd? And it's going to be a banger this year. I mean, but yeah, we can talk about some of the transfer news and rumors. So you can go ahead and enlighten our audience, our super fans, Maddie.
Okay, well, there have been many, many rumors. There's been many, many moves that have been made. Let's see. The very first one that comes to mind, and this one didn't happen, but it was very, if you have been paying attention any of the offseason, Neymar come up as a name.
Yes.
It was talked about for a little hot minute that he might join MLS. He did not join MLS, but it was put on the table. He denied it, or I shouldn't say denied it. He turned it down. They offered him 20 million is what I heard, and that was,
Oh,
yeah, I know. I
it's a pretty
mean,
penny right there. Okay.
yeah. And Chicago Fire was the team that was looking, that was very interested in him, and it would have been a very interesting and exciting pickup, but I think that he's more on the party and make money side of things right now. So it may have just been a marketing ploy if he had been signed. I don't think that he would have gotten too much playing in. So they probably dodged a
Chicago is
bullet there.
starving.
They are. It would have been good for them on a marketing standpoint, and that's about it. $20 million is a lot for a marketing person just to, fill in seats for a year, because once you go around and you see that, oh, there's Neymar, but he's not playing, that's going to get really old really fast.
Hey.
So he went back to his hometown club in Santos, or club Santos in Brazil. So he seems to be happy with the move, and so kudos to him. Glad that worked out for everybody. Let's see
It
here.
would have been a big splash, though. If he were doing it in Chicago, that would have been crazy. I would have liked to see
Yeah, it would have
it,
been. It would have been very good
really good.
because a lot of people online were saying that it would have been good to have, instead of Miami and Messi and his friends, because that was the big thought was, oh, he's gonna join with Miami some kind of way. Like, they're gonna finagle it. They're gonna work out some kind of
Really?
yeah, that was the big, I mean, I'm one of the people.
Oh,
I thought that
I don't
for
want that.
some, they were gonna figure something out. You know what I mean? Like, they're gonna work it
Oh.
out some kind of way. Somebody's gonna get paid this much so they can do whatever. But they weren't able to make it happen. But I did think, I was like, yeah, he's been talking about he would love to do it, but they didn't see a way forward as far as, financially and everything else. So it didn't happen. But I think that if you go back and you rewind and you say, hey, I'll take like this much to do whatever, he might have. But he wants his money. He wants his money. I can't blame him for
No, I can't. I mean,
that.
but I'm glad. I didn't want to see him going to Miami. Shout out to Miami, but let's spread the wealth of talent around the league. Well, let me kick one at you real quick. A big one. I thought this one, this transfer kind of blew me away. Like I couldn't believe it. And I'm going to go straight to Mark Delgado of the championship, LA Galaxy. This guy was one of the best midfielders of the year. Let's just be real. He was, like I said, I mean, you were talking about this before. Cornerstone of those guys. I mean, and the fact that their rival, crosstown rival, LAFC came in there and scooped this guy up. Was like highway robbery to me. I mean, I think what he got paid was like, I think it was a cool 400K. And what is it called? The general allocation money.
Yeah, the GAM
spread out over. Right, the GAM. Okay, thank you. Spread out over 2 seasons with him, and this is a excellent move by LAFC. This kid is going to fit right in. They were already a great team, but he could be the piece to put them over the hump and get these guys in the in the MLS Cup next year. Yeah, I was very surprised by that. And here it comes again. That LAFC is like they put a backhanded pimp slap on the Galaxy, bro. That's how I felt about it. But it was really shocking to me. But, you know, excellent move by LAFC, man. They swept them right under their noses. And but yeah, what do you think about that?
I think it's for LAFC. It's one step forward and another step back. That's what it is. Because I agree with you. Delgado was a good piece, but in the same offseason, you get Delgado, you solidify the midfield. Then they lose Ilya Sanchez to Austin.
They did lose him.
So that's piece for piece. But I say take a step back because they also lost their very young and very talented. I guess you could call him forward. He kind of plays it all. Matty Bogusz. He's going to Liga Meki. I want to say I don't know the team right now. I don't want to say wrong team, but he's going to there. Yeah, a team swooped in, offered him, you know, good money, and they took the deal. So, that's unfortunate. You know, you get a piece, you think you're moving in the right direction, and it's like you get one, and then you lose one. So they're gonna have to, you know, work with that and adjust there. But I agree. I think they'll be okay, but. They're definitely going to be in the market for probably another offensive weapon here soon to make up for that. Because Matty Bogusz was balling last year.
Yeah, he was. Really was. And I think you mentioned this before. Me and you were talking about this. The MLS doesn't hold these young guys back. Like, if they want to, you know, explore going, you know, overseas or what have you, they don't hold these guys back, you know what I'm saying? I just hope that they eventually come back to the MLS because, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah, they don't hold them back, but I wish that they would, you know, looking at the Cucho Hernandez news, Cucho Hernandez going to La Liga, going to Real Betis. So, cool 16 mil on that deal. And he's one of the, you know, faces of the league. You can not even forget the franchise. He's one of the faces of the league.
This is true.
He's heading out. So,
and that kind of hurts.
Good for him. I hope he does well. And, you know, La Liga is one of the top Premier League. So, hope he does well. I hate to see it. Because I enjoyed watching him week to week. We saw him in Charlotte when they played Charlotte FC.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that I sent to you. I was like, well, at least we got to watch him before he moved gone. I mean,
yeah.
One of them things you just never. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. Yeah, I got another name on my list here.
Okay.
Brandon Vasquez and Mirdo Uzuni going to going to Austin FC. They pretty much did a whole rebuild. I mean, entire, you know, they spent a lot of money. They're really expecting some big things, and I'm glad to see that at least a team is putting money where their mouth is. Atlanta United getting Lat Lathe. That was a big one. I think that he's gonna, you know, I think he's gonna do well. What do you think about that move?
Going to Atlanta United,
Middlesbrough.
Oh, they scooped him up. Wow, okay.
Yeah, that was big news, like $22 million.
Wow.
The record signing.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah, one of the largest in the MLS history, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Atlanta's going for the gusto. You know, we've been fortunate. We've been to some of their you know, games and whatnot, and hey man, love the experience. Those guys turned their season around last year and they made a big push. And you know, made the playoffs, which nobody thought they would, and they're picking up pieces. They're trying to win, bro, and I love it. And that's the beauty of the MLS. Everybody's going for the gusto, just like you mentioned Austin. We'll get into them later. They're picking up all these guys, and they're trying to win like now. And I love it. I love the parity. I love the competitiveness. And you got to pay the cost to be the boss, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, while we're on the subject of rumors. You already know, because we've talked about this. San Jose, I feel like they've had a really good offseason. They've really, you know, turned some things around. They've added Chicho Arango. They traded with RSL and got Chicho Arango. That was a good one. And then they also signed Joseph Martinez. Those two alone, that's a very good offseason. But just not that long ago, the Lucho Acosta is not very happy in Cincinnati. There's this whole saga going down. Yeah, he's trying to close the door, burn the bridge, everything. He's trying to get out of there. But anyways, there was a rumor that it was linked that he could go to San Jose, and that blew my mind, because if San Jose had been able to get those three players in the same offseason, they would, I mean, we just talked about Austin. They got, you know, retooled and sent some money, did their whole thing. But that offseason there with those three players, just those three, that's not counting any of the other, you know, players that they picked up, San Jose, that is, I'm talking about. You go out and you get three MVP level caliber players who are either former MVPs or been in the running, and you get them all in the same offseason, that's nuts, dude. That's absolutely crazy. They weren't able to make it happen. The last that I've heard is that FC Dallas is going to get Lucho Acosta. So he is
going to
be
going to Dallas. Allegedly?
That's okay. The last I heard of that. Yes. So
the season starts what, 2 weeks? What?
2 weeks. The 22nd. That? That's right. 22nd.
Yeah, yeah. What's the deadline for that? Can they? I mean.
Well, the transfer deadline.
Transfer deadline.
It's open right now in league.
It's still open.
Everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that stops until the end of March, possibly. I don't know.
Oh,
when
really?
It
so it's...
it stops for like a period of time, and then it reopens in July. And they got the summer window and everything else.
Study up on that.
And I think it's open all of July, and then it's like shut. And then you got, you know, you're pushing to the playoffs and MLS Cup, etc. So,
right.
But
yeah, it's definitely a lot of moves being made. Well, I'll just speak on my guys real quick. Of course, I'm a big Red Bulls fan. You know what I'm saying? Red runs deep. I want to say, I'm going to try to speak his Dutch language. Chuck Ziens. My guy, Dante Van Zier, he's going back home to Belgium. And how do you say this, Maddie? What is it? K-A-A Gent?
Yeah, I think that's right. It's either Gent or Gent. Not entirely sure.
Right. Right, but salute to him. He was a really good player for us this year. Like I said, he had like 11 goals. Played 62 games for my Red Bulls. Young fella, only 25, 26, I think. And here we go again. And I'm happy he's going back home. As long as he's happy, but you know, I hate to lose these young guys, man. It's crazy. And then we were able to pick up my guy, the striker. So now we have somebody with Forsberg, Eric Maxim Chopo, you know, Moting. We're picking him up. And I think he's going to make an immediate impact with us, from what I've been seeing thus far. You know, just watching him practices and whatnot. Preseason, this guy's a big, he's going to be a big factor on our team this year. He's a little older, though. He's like 35, 36, but, you know, that's I guess that's the new the new 25 right now. But I look for us to do some things or whatever, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so you know, I just looked it up. How you pronounce it is Gent.
It's Gent?
Okay. Yes, like with an H. It's Thank G, you. like an H. Gent.
Gent. Okay. Yes.
So,
okay. Nice.
K-A-A Gent is where he's going. K-A-A and hopefully he, you know, enjoys his time playing the Belgian league. He's back home. Wish him nothing but the best. But how do you feel about your Red Bulls losing John Tolkien to
Hold on, fam. Tompkins Club?
Hmm? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dude,
he's He's in the Bundesliga now.
No, not my guy. Yo, when did this happen, man? You know, I'm a truck driver. I'm everywhere. I'm like, I didn't even hear that, man. What happened, dude? Wow. Yeah,
Second division, the second Bundesliga 2 team who's going to be promoted next year and be in the big boys. Because overseas, you know, they have a promotion system, which I wish that we would get that over here, because it's just so much more fluid and you got to be competitive. Well, anyways, one of the second leagues.
Hold on, break that down real quick. Yeah, dive in that.
Want me to dive down into that?
Yeah, a little bit. Fill me in.
Right. So, promotion and it's relegation. So that's what it is. So, I'm gonna use American football terminology for a second. Right. So imagine in the NFL. Right. We both remember, because we're close to around the same age. We remember when the Detroit Lions didn't win a game for like two or three, I know it was at least two seasons where they didn't even win a game. They were the bottom of the bottom of the NFL. And in the NFL, you're rewarded, I guess you could say, rewarded the top pick in the college draft. That's you know, to kind of help you out.
Right. But you have the worst record.
Yeah, right. But in soccer, all around the world, except for here in the U.S., for whatever reason, we got to be different. They have a promotion and relegation system. So if you are at the top in the first division and you do very poorly, guess what? You're going to the second division because you're not up to par. You get relegated. And the top of the second division gets promoted to see how they can do, and vice versa. And they
go to the first division.
Yeah, depending on how many pyramids you have, like if you have three, then the third will move up and the second moves down, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a team, going back to Tolkien, there's a team that's being promoted from the second division of Bundesliga to the first, and they're hoping to really make a splash. And by doing that, they're looking out, and they signed your boy, John Tolkien. Okay. Yep. And so we'll see how the hell they do. I mean, that's going to be a definite change of pace for him, going from the MLS to, you know, over there in Germany and playing the LA Galaxy to playing, you know, Bayern Munich. That's a little bit of a difference there.
It is. He's ready for it. He's built for it. I mean, the kid is very talented. I mean, he helped get us to the championship. He was balling out of control, and I hate to lose him, but I'm happy for him at the same time. You know, we want these young guys to reach their full potential, and hopefully he'll come back in a couple years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's 21, so
yeah,
he can go.
Mad young,
he can go. Yeah, he can go over to Europe, see what he's gonna do and whatnot, and you know, play a couple of years and still be probably in his physical prime and come back if he wanted to do so. He's a Jersey kid, so you guys get an opening later on. He'll be back. I can see that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man, that's crazy. I didn't even realize that. You snuck that out on me. That's why you're savage, huh? You got me.
Hey,
You pissed
somebody's got to
off.
break the news to you. I figure it'd be me.
Yeah, man, that one kind of hurt, man. But again, no shade. I hope he does his thing over there and the Bundesliga. So I guess you want to get into our most well, five most improved teams this off season. A lot of teams. You mentioned one of them, or a couple of them actually. But yeah, go ahead and kick that off.
You want me to kick that off? All right. So I mentioned two of my teams already. Austin FC, they've definitely improved. I mean, they've spent a lot of money. They're trying to improve. They didn't make the playoffs, and they're making the moves necessary, I believe, to change those fortunes this coming season. I mean, it's not just about spending money, because anybody can go out and just spend stupid money, and it doesn't mean that you're gonna, do anything with it. I mean, just look at some of the teams. Not trying to sh no shade, but no means. But just watch the Premier League and the amount of money that some of the teams throw at players, and then they underperform. And it's like, well, look at the amount of money you paid them. I mean, it's crazy, but yeah, spending money doesn't always guarantee wins, points, any of that stuff. But it shows that your team is realizing that you do need to go in a different direction, that you need to improve in certain areas. So, with that being said, Austin, they definitely made some moves. The second one that I mentioned already is San Jose. They made some moves. They got a new coach, new sporting director, Bruce Arena, one of the best in the entire league, one of the best in all American soccer, in period. So bringing him back,
Really?
I say bringing him back
Wow.
because he's been in the MLS forever. Played in, or coach, he I don't think he plays. He's a little bit too old to have played, but he's coached several different teams. He was at New England. He was with the Galaxy way back when. I think that he was still with DC United, like whenever they first started. Could be wrong in that.
Really?
Double
Wow.
check me. Yeah, he's been all over. He's been
He's
all over. He's now in San Jose, bringing a couple of the players over from his time in New England, along with Chicho Arango, trade with RSL, and Joseph Martinez, signed him as a free agent. They're turning things around. They're looking good.
that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, you got
That's
to make
definitely.
moves, and they're definitely doing that. Another one of the teams. This is number three on my list, and again, this is not in any particular order of saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is just five that I believe are taking the jump, improving. New England. New England has made a bunch of changes. I mean, I'm not saying that they've completely let go of the roster, but they've only kept a very few players from last year to this year. I mean, it's shocking. I mean, I want to say
What league this year? I can't. They decent. I can't remember how their team was. I don't.
no, they were right behind us. They were right behind
Oh,
Nashville.
really? Okay.
So they can't be.
Yeah.
We were at the
You guys are
bottom.
going
We
to
were at
be
the
good this
bottom.
year. You're gonna be
Yeah,
good. You got
we're
nowhere to
at
go
the
but up.
bottom, at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. So, not bottom bottom, but one and two towards the bottom. So, New England, that is, they picked up Leo Campana from Miami. That was a very big move for them. So they went and got the center forward striker to go along with Carlos Hill. They also revamped their back line. They got new center back pairing. Don't have their names on me right now, but they're two internationals. One of them is, I think, Ghanaian, and the other one, he's from South America. Yeah. So, yeah. So everything that I've been reading about them is they're very athletic and, you know, they're in their prime and they're right there looking to, you know, show that they can play at this level and play well. It's still going to be an unknown just because it's like any sport. When you have players that are coming in, especially, you know, center backs or I would say a quarter, like going back to American football, and that'd be like the quarterback and the center. You know, you just never know. That's like you got to make sure that everything, you know, works out well. And Right. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does. We'll see. They are two new players, and they've had the off season to, you know, get acclimated to one each other. So we'll see. It remains to be seen. On paper, from a talent standpoint, they've done well. They've increased, you know, from last year. So my fourth team on here is Cincinnati. And all of the stuff with Luciano Acosta aside, they have spent the money, another team that spent money, on Kevin Dinkie from the Dutch league. It was $16 million. Bring him in. So before Atlanta signed Lat Leith, he was for a month or two the league's highest signing. And now, you know, he's been dethroned. But I still think he's going to help them out. He's going to help them out tremendously. Since he's also, they're still working some things out. They've been rumored to be looking after Portland's Evander. So maybe that would be
okay.
That one would be a nice little, you know, like for like swap for with Acosta. If, you know, all indications are that he's going to Dallas, so he moves on to Dallas. And Evander, you know, because the new cash for players trade system, he's one of the targets. They're saying that Cincinnati could go out and basically, you know, do the cash for player trade and get Evander. And so basically put Evander in for Luciano Acosta, go along with Kevin Dinkie and the other pieces in the team that are still there. And Cincinnati could possibly, you know, be one of the better teams in the league. Remains to be seen. There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Everything's going on. Players holding out and just discontent for some reason. I don't know.
That seemed to be the trend nowadays. What about their style? I remember their style of play. We watched them. They were kind of nasty. They were like, you know, really really not dirty. I like the physicality, how they used to play. They like to talk trash a little bit too over there in Cincinnati, and whatnot.
They're very passionate.
They are
into it. They can get into it a little bit. And the last team on the list, my five, last one is Seattle. They got Jesus Ferreira from FC Dallas, because for whatever reason, FC Dallas just decided to, you know, we're just going to give players away for a period of time. They let Seattle get, well, they traded with Seattle, and FC Dallas traded with Seattle for Jesus Ferreira and Paul Areola. So two players coming from FC Dallas to Seattle. That leaves Seattle with increase.
Good pairing right there.
Yeah, good pairing. They've already played with each other. You add those with Pedro smart. De La Vega and in Seattle, along with some of their other pieces. Seattle made it to the Western Conference Finals and then get those two guys. Their coach is very, very pragmatic defensively. And you add him, you give him more offensive pieces. Yeah, it's gonna be that's good. That's very good.
They would make it to the Western Conference Finals. And you know, it's a wonder more teams don't like actually get multiple players from the same team when they're trying to, you know, get acquire players or whatever. A lot of times they don't do that. But that right there, man, forgot about Seattle almost went to the Western Conference Finals. Oh yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, it was Ricky Pooch heroics because what
can't wait for him to get Kobe, back.
he had a Kobe-esque game where he literally, you know, tore his ACL and kept like that right there. That'll put you in legend.
That kid is.
Yes,
I got to give it to him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Ricky Pooch, you are a tough mother. Okay,
he is, man.
That there, that's a performance that will put you in legendary status. You don't tear your ACL and just keep playing. Like what? What?
And making plays and I hated that when we played him in the chip that he couldn't play. You know what I'm saying? I really wanted to play against the best in him, and I'm happy that they still won. Our guys, you know what happened with us? Allegedly,
quote unquote,
the big rig or the big fix, yeah, man. And like I said, Reyes ended up getting him shipped off to he went to what, San Diego, right?
He did, yes,
yeah. That was kind of like one of my teams there. I know they're a new expansion team, but the pieces that they picked up, those guys, you know, they got a lot of really good talented players coming in there. And what was the kid, the draft pick that they got, the kid from Mexico, their first draft pick? I can't remember his name.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, but he very, very good player. And but they were acquiring guys from all over.
Manu Dua from Santa Barbara, California. Midfielder.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Midfielder, that was the guy? Okay. Okay, and I know they got what's the name from New England? What's his name? Boateng? I think they picked him up also.
They did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That was a nice pickup for those guys. But I'm not gonna say it's instant mix, just add water and but I think they're gonna be pretty competitive and you know, out there in the West, which is crazy. Cali has so many teams right now that's very, very good. But yeah, I think those guys are gonna be pretty good. And I'm gonna pretty much touch on mine real quick and whatnot. But I think your guys are gonna be on the rise.
Who's that? Nashville? You think Nashville's on the rise?
Yeah, Nashville, man. Yeah, I mean, you got it. With all the talent, you know, we spoke about this before. And that's, you know, you guys are like my other team, like my second team. Red Bulls first, you guys are second. But Mukhtar and what is his name? Surridge?
Yep.
Yeah, those guys, you know, man. I'll say I was disappointed them last year, but towards the end, you guys start making a lot of, you know, making some strides. I thought you guys were, you know, finished pretty decent last year, but I think you guys are going to be on the rise because there's too much talent there not to. You know what I mean? That's just me just going off the head with that one. And I know, like I said, you know your guys better than I do, but they're pretty, you know, pretty talented. And as far as I already mentioned LAFC with some of the moves they made, like I said, they lost a few pieces. And I just think Delgado coming in, I think they're going to beat the Galaxy pretty much. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come down. Yeah. Because here's the thing. If Pooch was there, I know he's recovering. That's the thing. See, he's recovering. And that's going to put those guys at a handicap, the fact that he's going to be out. You know, may come back maybe in the fall or whatever. August, September or whatever, he may be coming back then. So, yeah, I know they're going to be good, but I think that I'm going to pick LAFC as far as that.
The Galaxy are definitely hurting right now because the cash for trades, player, or cash for player trades. I'm going to get it right.
Go ahead.
Break they've it down. Already been hit with it because Kansas City, SKC, got Dejan Jovetic from the Galaxy, He's now basically switched teams. Yeah, so he's now with Kansas City.
So many moves.
There's been a lot.
These guys make moves, it's, man.
Really, it's been a lot. We talked earlier in the show about feeling bad for Columbus and everything. They lost not only Cucho, but they also lost Christian Ramirez. He's going to the Galaxy.
Oh, Ramirez? He's going to the Galaxy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm.
So
that's that cash for
I don't know. Whatever, I know. Think his is the GAM trade, or what? I don't think his is the cash. And that's going to be kind of an interesting sort of thing, because you're going to have your normal GAM, TAM sort of trades still go down, but you're going to have the cash ones. And they can only, teams can only acquire two players, and they can only sell two players. So it's limited. You can't just, go out and spend a whole lot of money. Right. So there's no limit to the amount of money that you can spend on the player, but you can only get two and you can only sell two. So that's the only limitation.
Also, if they got the bag, they can pay for the player. That's good though. You can,
So good. maybe you need to talk to your Red Bulls and say, hey, instead of selling the stadium name for cash, you need to, use some of that stadium name cash to get Messi.
Bro.
It says unlimited, right?
Get Messi? Nah. Messi, we like Messi, but nah.
Oh, man.
He's in Miami. It's too cold up there for him, man. He's a Miami boy. He's down there,
He's got bad memories from MetLife Park, too.
Oh yeah, yes, indeed. Yeah, man.
I'm gonna get so much hate for that.
You're gonna get so much hate for that. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, the playoffs were just crazy last year.
Yeah,
Miami's gonna be crazy again. You know, they tried to put them in there, but you gotta earn it over here in MLS, baby. You gotta earn it. You know, media can try to hype you and all this and that, and they had all the talent, but bro. Hey, it wasn't meant to be.
Nah.
Columbus too. Austin. I agree with you with Austin also. Austin is just, they're gonna be right there. And Dynamo were really good the year before last, I think. And now Austin's kind of stepping up with all those moves they made. Acquiring all those guys, they're gonna definitely be in the thick of things. And man, we're gonna have to talk about that Sunday night MLS game. Was the game of the week, right?
Game of the week, yeah.
Man, that's gonna be crazy, man. I can't wait for that, bro. It's just gonna be guys, super fans, you guys better tune in, because this season, this is gonna be, man, it's gonna be crazy, guys.
Sunday night soccer, can't wait for it. It's going to be
Sunday night.
It's good. I'm kind of disappointed that my team Nashville, they don't play until I want to say October or something. It's like way, way further down. Like if you look at the website right now, they got a good bit of the matchups, and it's like it goes all the way until I think the end of September, and it's like, yeah, none of those is us. So we must play. Yeah, we play like later on in the season. It's like, okay, thanks, guys.
Oh, let me see the schedule. Is this subject to change? Like, can they, okay, hold on.
I don't think so. I think they got it, pretty much set already, because, they already made the schedule, so.
Yeah, so it's pretty much in cement. I know sometimes they'll move it depending on how the team's doing, how the NFL does.
Right. No, I from what I can tell, I think that it's pretty much.
Wow.
The way it is right now, so we'll see. And the thing that I like about it, so instead of talking to potential negatives about, you never know, because you don't ever know. Teams, right. Hani Mukhtar could go down, and our whole team could be totally different. You never know. But it's good to see, and they got feedback from us, from the fans, that.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to see a team just on, just one game and one team and teams that you don't really see all the time. Because when you have all of the right. games are either at, you know, 7, 8, 9, and you got some on the West Coast is like 10, 10, 30. You right. got a couple of games going at the same time. There's no way. I mean, that's one good thing about season pass, MLS season pass, is yes. all of the games, you can watch them all. So even though you got games that are starting at the same time, so you watch it the next day or whenever you want to, that's a good feature. But having that it one is. Game where it's like, this is the only game, Sunday night, that's it. So might be a team that you've never really seen. And I can say that. Like, there's a couple of teams right. that I've, you know, West Coast teams like Vancouver. I don't really watch Vancouver like that because,
yes,
you know, they're mm-hmm. they're on the West Coast. Most of their games are going to be 10:30. And it's just like, I'm probably not going to, you know, keep up with that. But
right.
if that's the game and they're playing, you know, San Diego or something like that, and it's at 8:30 my time, which is Eastern Standard Time, I'm like, right. hey, I might stay up and watch that. And over on the West Coast, it'd be a lot, you know, a little bit earlier, but they can keep it to that time, to like 8:30 at the latest. They'll get a majority right. of the country watching it at the same time, and you know, got the season pass. You can watch it, you know, the replays and things like that. Speaking of, as we're recording, about 30 minutes, LAFC is about to play Club America.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're about to come on right now? Oh, okay.
I want to say it's 10, but it could be 10:30.
10:30.
Anyways, yeah, they're playing. Okay. You might be able to check it out. Mr. Night Owl.
Hey, I just said that. I got to get a little rest, but I'll probably check some of it out, at least the first half. But yeah, I was just looking. I actually put, you're right. So we got a doubleheader on, I guess, opening night Sunday, Portland, Vancouver, right at what is this, 3 p.m.? And mm-hmm. they got LA Galaxy and San Diego FC at 6 p.m. That's this Eastern Standard Time. So that's big for a first, you know, opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is unbelievable. I'm loving what they're doing with the MLS right now. And definitely super fans, get that, you know, the MLS season pass or whatever. And even if you don't have it, they're going to have a lot of the game of the week is going to be you don't have, it's like free, right? You don't have to have a subscription for that.
Yeah, you just need to have your you need to have an Apple ID. That's all you need. And then
that's it.
Have that for Ooh. Free. Yep. And that'll be the game of the week. You watch it, you know, no cost to you. And occasionally they have some other games free as well. That's actually what got me onto, you know, watching MLS through the Apple TV.
Yes.
I had that, and then I was just like, hey, they got MLS now. Isn't that something? And then it was like, oh, this is free. You can watch it. I was like, oh, yeah. And I started this, and it just, that was it.
It's free for T-Mobile. Remember? It says free for T-Mobile. Yeah. Yes. So guys, if you have a T-Mobile account, it's a free MLS season pass.
Right.
Get that. Yeah, man. I was like, man, I love it. But yep. Yeah, that's going to be pretty good.
We got enough time for one more section, or
if you want, we can.
Yeah.
You know, it's in. Hey, the ball's in your court right now, on your field right now.
Okay.
You know what to do. It's your segment here.
All right, this is my segment. All right. We have two yellows and a red. In this segment here, we have, just like in the game, we have two yellow cards, which are things that happen that shouldn't probably happen, right? They could be a bad substitution. It could be, you know, a misplay. It could be off the field as well. These things that just don't happen. And we have red card. Red card should never happen, period. They should just never happen. Okay? So, a yellow card. Number one. I'm gonna do one. Mike, I want you to do one, all right? I got the red card because we both know that one. That one
yes, that's
near and dear.
Savage, baby. Okay. Yes.
Right. All right. My yellow card is for the teams that haven't really improved this offseason. And I'm looking at you, Toronto. You haven't done much of anything. they got a new coach, but that's about it. They haven't really improved their roster. They don't know what they're going to do with Bernadeschi or the other Italian. I can't think of his name right now. See his face. Can't think of his name.
Yes.
They're very talented, but they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how they're going to move forward. What's going on? And if you don't make the playoffs, you should be one of these teams like Austin FC, where we've been talking about, San Jose. Like, they noticed that they're not doing well. And they said, hey, we got to change up. We got to do something differently. We got to, you know, shuffle the deck. We have to try something. Yeah. Toronto, you haven't done anything. And it's going to be more of the same, unfortunately. If you're a Toronto fan, I hate for you. But
me too.
You know, you can't do that. Look at New England, for example. They're another team like us. And Nashville, we didn't make the playoffs. We faltered. We fell short. We said we need to change some things up. We brought some new players in. There's other teams that have done that. And there's really no excuse if you don't make the playoffs and you're not making moves. No. There's no excuse for it. Yellow card.
No excuse for that. And like you said, it's unfair to the fans. I mean, dude, they made literally no moves. I mean, that's blasphemy, if you ask me. Yeah, I guess I'll get into my yellow card. Well, guys, as you know, the FIFA Club World Cup is here in the U.S. this year. We're hosting it, and it's going to be played, what is it, Matt, all over the country, right?
Yep.
And, you know, we're down here in the Atlanta area, and I got an email, guys, because we're both part of U.S. soccer. We contribute, and we try to, you know, stay involved and help grow the game and, you know, just immerse ourselves in soccer or whatever, right? And I was going to volunteer. Here's the word, volunteer. They were asking for volunteers to work the, you know, event at the, Mercedes-Benz Stadium or whatever. And I thought about it. I really, you know, at first I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea or whatever. And I thought about it. I'm like, volunteer, they want you to work. And, bro, they're not trying to compensate. They're not paying us anything, you know. I think they said they'll get you, you know, hot dog and potato chips if you're working the match. And I really wanted to work, Maddie. I was like all in, and I went through the process, and they do a video interview and whatnot. And I went through all that, and it just didn't feel right in my gut, man. I was like, you know what? And all of these big teams, you know, Premier League, Bundesliga, I mean, dude, these are some of the most valuable, expensive in any sport clubs in the world, right? And they're over here, and we're pretty much hosting. And like I said, they want us to volunteer for free, and I felt that wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, give us at least something. And it, you know, I mean, I don't mind volunteering, but if they want me to work like 3 or 4 days and they're not paying you, that's just crazy to me. At least give me gas money. You know what I mean? But yeah, I thought that was definitely a yellow card and violation, you know, for sure. And they were like, well, we give you some merch. And I thought about that, Maddie. I was going to get us some nice merch, you know, but I was like, you know what, we're good. We'll save our merch for our super fans, you know. We get our thing popping and they can get that, you know. But yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, yellow card on that one. That's foul. I mean, and the way that you said they kept on hounding you, like, you know, they know what's up. They're getting over. They know what's up. They're trying to get something. Right. But all right. So here's the red card. Drum roll, please. Columbus Crew fans, I love you guys. I do. I know that Nashville and Crew, they got their own, you know, little rivalry going because, you know, we're similar colors. But I do truly love you guys, Crew. Red card is going because if you're a Crew fan and the game that's on April 19th this year, it's a home game for the Crew, but it's not in Columbus. Isn't that weird, Mike? Isn't that very weird? So where is this said home game for Columbus being played? It's where being playing, played man? In Cleveland, Ohio.
What?
Yes.
Get out of here, man.
Yes.
Blasphemy.
That is a absolute red card. Because why in the world would a Columbus fan drive 2 hours or more, I'm not sure, you know, to go to what? That's just what?
Yeah.
And all this because they want to play, they want to play versus Miami. They want to play in this Huntington Bank Field, which is home of the Browns. But me and you talked about this, right? Columbus is home of Ohio State. The Ohio
State. Yes, the Ohio State.
And is that facility not big enough? Why did they not even, you know, talk about this? 100,000
fans, easy.
100,000 fans, right.
Yes, sir.
And right there in Columbus. If you're going to have, if you're going to do these things because you're wanting people to come, you're wanting them to, you know, pack out and everything else, kind of similar to what they did in Kansas City at Arrowhead, that's perfectly fine. Because that was in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's perfectly fine. Yes. This here is just like, come on, man. MLS, red card. Don't do this.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe they're doing – the only thing I could think of possibly is they're trying to possibly put a team in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it could not, be.
You know, maybe they're kind of like, you know, that's the only thing I can see. Maybe they say we can get another expansion team in Cleveland. And then, you know, that's the only thing I really can think of. Because
it's a possibility,
fans,
but
you know what I mean? That's
all. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's a possibility, but at the same time, you don't do this because I'm thinking about the season ticket holders, right? So on top of being a season ticket holder, you got to go 2 hours to use your season ticket. And I know that they probably would try something like, oh, this game is not because, you know, this and that, like, you know, try something trifling. And it's like, that's no. Come on, man. Nah, like, no, don't do that. You don't do that. You never do that.
You got an excellent point. No, you don't do that. That's straight red card right there. Wow. Yeah. May have to talk to the commissioner about that. Fans, super fans, you guys. Write the commissioner, you know.
Yeah.
You know, send him an email.
All right, well, I think that's going to wrap us up on our first episode. I think that we hit a lot of topics. We did it pretty decent, I think. Hit
Maddie
us up.
Savage did his thing over here, man.
I hear you, Mike. Did your thing, Mike Apex. You did it. Hit that subscribe button, guys. And like I said, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always send us an email. We'll have it linked.
Info at superfansusa.com.
Right. There you go. All right. I think that wraps us up, Mike.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. All right, super fans, kick balls and block goals. Peace.
Later, y'all.
Thank you for joining us and showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our Soccercast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace.